loading the gun. Plan the trade. Trade the plan. Swing traders must define a personal style, write it down, and update it frequently. Without one, they don't know what it is, and will fail the next time their wallet really depends on it. The personal style defines trading rules, holding periods, stock vehicles, execution criteria, and a series of filters that describe specific conditions under which to stand aside. Others may have good ideas on what belongs in each column, but only the swing trader's money is at risk, and no one else can make those important decisions. Create a personal identity before the trade. Choose an appropriate holding period, since it defines so many other strategic considerations. This decision must look at both experience and available capital. Match positions to other lifestyle considerations and free time. New swing traders should also manage risk by applying longer time frames and smaller share commitments. Review your major goals for participation in the financial markets. Is excitement or financial return more important? Must the profits pay household expenses or just the next family vacation? If no obvious goals appear, trade small until they do. The markets direct talented participants toward the trading styles that offer the greatest profits. Where they begin on that path may not be where they end up. Trade small accounts wisely, or they will disappear quickly. Avoid the tendency to overtrade a small amount of capital in the hopes of building it up quickly. Concentrate on applying the limited cash into promising opportunities, rather than flipping it repeatedly and incurring heavy transaction costs. Decide whether or not to use the account's margin. Realize that margin increases both reward and risk. Trade with your head, not over it. Define entry and exit rules. Start with reward risk parameters and list conditions that must be met before taking a position. Many swing traders will not consider entry unless it shows a minimum 3-to-1 reward risk. Short-term opportunities also depend upon the execution zone, EZ. This focal band surrounds the execution target and requires undivided attention as price bars move into it. Intermarket analysis and ticker interpretation, then decide whether the ET warrants entry. Use rules to define exactly what must occur in the EZ before execution. Examine time of day, technical convergence, and underlying market sentiment to decide the minimum external support required for a position entry. Focus on a specific price range for the current strategy. Then, trade the right number of shares for each setup, regardless of account size. Opportunities that repeatedly cross-verify at a single point demand more shares than positions with lower odds for success. Limit total shares to manage risk, and always reduce share size when trying out new tactics or timeframes. Decide whether or not to scale in and out of positions. Consider doing it for one side of the trade, but not the other. Will executions use limit or market orders? Will physical or mental stops decide trade exits? These important decisions may depend on the choice between a discount and a direct access broker. Many direct systems don't allow placement of market orders or physical stops. They assume that participants will sit in front of their terminals at all times and guard positions. If lifestyle conflicts with this workflow, consider a less demanding system interface that allows automatic position management. Modify personal style frequently as skills grow. Experience awakens fresh tactics that require new risk considerations. Since trading rules only represent guidelines to focus strategies, they should not strangle fresh ideas. Update them to incorporate your trading evolution and mark progress on the road to experience. One note of caution: review and adjust all prior tactics as necessary, but don't trade new styles first and document them later. Decide where to place focus at the beginning of each market day. Time restraints force the elimination of many excellent opportunities in favor of those that appear more imminent through analysis. Choose wisely, and setups will explode as predicted. Use personal trading style to define what will survive and capture the attention. Intuition plays a great part in this process. New setups that invoke excitement are more likely to ignite than those that draw fatigue. Choose information sources wisely. How much chart analysis will be done each night? Will news as well as numbers trigger trade execution? Will positions remain active through major economic releases, or will they close out in anticipation of shock events? Decide if a real-time news ticker will improve results, and whether the TV set will stay on or off during market hours. Define clear relationships to stock boards and chat rooms. When will external opinions be shut out completely to prepare for the next entry? Trading journals work well in conjunction with written rules. Compare the two frequently to determine how well decisions follow personal style and whether trading plans remain on target. Identify poor results and adjust tactics immediately. The game's complexity requires constant attention to stay focused on the goal, but avoid using a written journal to excuse failure. Confession only goes so far in healing emotions. Profits do a much better job.